21 years since the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Somber ceremonies will be held at the three locations struck by airplanes used as weapons. On September 11, 2001, the first plane would hit the North Tower of New York's World Trade Center later this hour. Other planes would crash into the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
At the Flight 93 National Memorial in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, the annual observance will begin at 9:45. At 10:03, the time the flight crashed, the names of the passengers and crew credited with stopping the terrorist attack from reaching Washington will be read. The First Lady is scheduled to be there, while President Biden will deliver remarks and lay a wreath at the Pentagon.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Another day of mourning in the United Kingdom.
Final preparations are underway for Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The Queen's casket will make its final journey through Scotland Sunday. Tens of thousands of people are expected to line the roads as she travels 175 miles from Balmoral to Edinburgh. Now, the journey is expected to take 6 hours. The late Queen's funeral will take place on September 19th.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The Russians are retreating in parts of eastern Ukraine, most notably the city of Kharkiv. This as Ukrainian forces mount a counteroffensive that's making significant gains. Meantime, a nuclear power plant has been returned to the power grid, which is allowing engineers to shut down the remaining operational reactor as a safety precaution. Two more U.S. military planes have landed in Pakistan carrying tons of humanitarian aid. Monsoon rains have displaced millions of people. Nearly 1,400 have been killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A sex sting in Florida nets dozens of suspects, including a law enforcement officer, teachers, and even workers at Disney World.
Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd says his deputies conducted Operation Fall Hall 2 to help women caught up in sex trafficking.
It's important to understand that if there were no Johns, if there were no customers, there would be no prostitutes, and there would be no human trafficking.
Among those who allegedly solicited sex from undercover officers pretending to be prostitutes, a police official from Georgia, a Florida State Corrections officer, several teachers, and two Disney employees. And officers discovered at least two sex trafficking victims. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The suspect in the abduction and murder of a Memphis mom is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow on charges not related to that case. Police say Cleotha Henderson has been linked to a kidnapping and rape case from last year. A man who was caught on video trying to kidnap a child in Chicago is being sought by police. The suspect allegedly offered money to the mother of the 5-year-old girl, but when she refused, video shows the man trying to pull her away by her hair. Despite the dangers, more and more migrants are trying to cross our southern border.
Right here in Eagle Pass, the epicenter of this border crisis. Like clockwork, every day at sunrise, we get these large single groups who come across, most of them from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua.
That's Fox's Bill Malusian reporting from Eagle Pass, Texas. Just last week, 5 migrants had to be rescued from the Rio Grande River by Customs and Border Protection agents. Earlier this month, 9 migrants drowned in the river's strong currents. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.